Folks, we're going to pick this discussion back up when we come back after the Scott Frost press conference. We're going to cut into Coach Frost right now.
Results at the end of the season. And it was a long, hard road through that time. There's a lot of things that had to get changed, fixed, adjusted. We're still working on it. It's a never-ending process. It's never going to be perfect. It's never going to be done. It's never going to be complete. But we were certainly farther down the road at the end of the season than we were at the beginning. I think our team did a really good job of picking up from that point and moving forward. Love the attitude in our locker room right now and the work ethic they've been showing all off season. So, you know, we cost ourselves arguably a bunch of games just because of those things, mentalities and attitudes and decisions. And hopefully we have a lot of that fixed.
All the way on the left, Coach.
Dustin Schutte, Saturday Tradition. Scott, in your second year at UCF, you obviously had a tremendous amount of success. Now you enter the second year at Nebraska, and a lot of people think you can win the West Division. Do you or your players feel that same kind of level to deliver that same kind of success you had in year two at UCF?
Well, we coach a lot of really good kids and really good players in Orlando. We got a lot of really good kids and really good players in Lincoln. Those two teams have nothing to do with one another, and I'm never going to make any comparisons. I love where I am. I'm the coach in Nebraska. We're concerned about this team. I love the progress this team's made. But you guys get to make all the predictions and prognostications. I get to coach team. So I don't know about any results. I don't think our kids feel pressure. They're just excited to play. We're better. We're better than we were a year ago. And the rest of it, we're going to have to earn.
Third row on the right.
Hey, Scott. Teddy Greenstein from the Chicago Tribune. Last year, you said to all the other 13 coaches, you better get us now. Do you feel even more strongly about that after what transpired season one?
I don't remember saying that directly to the coaches. But listen, you know, I think anytime you take over a business, an organization, a sports team, year twos get easier than year ones. There's a lot of groundwork that had to be laid. You know, Nebraska is one of the teams that for a long time was one of the blue bloods of college football and winning as many games as anybody. That wasn't built overnight. It's not going to be built overnight again. I have a strong sense that we're way ahead of where we were a year ago, and I think we'll keep improving from here. So I think we'll be a better team every time we get to play one of the teams that are on our schedule.
Right in the middle, Coach.
Doug Lamorese from Cleveland.com. Specifically, how far do you expect your quarterback play with Adrian Martinez to be compared to where it was a year ago with everything he learned last year?
Yeah, you know, I wouldn't trade our guy for anybody in the country at that position, at the quarterback position. On top of being a great player, he's just a great individual. Exactly what we're looking for to run our offense. We're probably going to go as far as he can take us this year. You know, I played the position, not as well as he plays it, but I played the position, and from personal experience and coaching experience, I think particularly at that position, your biggest jump comes from your first year of playing to your second year of playing. And I've seen that happen with some of the guys that I've coached as well. So as good as he was last year, if we get a similar jump, we're going to be really strong at that spot.
Front row on the right.
Coach Frost, David Eicholt, 24/7 Sports. At the end of last year, you said that there were teams in the Big Ten that were bigger, faster, and stronger. How do you feel about your team in that area heading into year two, and how much more of that foundation do you feel like you have laid heading into this year?
Probably of all the areas we've improved, strength conditioning across the board on our team has improved the most. It's fun to go down and watch in the weight room and see what our guys are doing. We were kind of starting from square one when Zach Duvall and our strength staff, who are as good as there is out there, got a hold of our guys. We couldn't even really do the workouts at that point that he wanted them to do because I don't think they were prepared for that. He didn't think they were prepared for that. So we were really starting to go a year and a half ago. To look now and see what our guys are doing in the weight room and really just looking at them, when you walk by them and seeing them in the locker room, in the hallways, they look completely different. And this is a big physical league. There's a lot of big physical teams, a lot of really good teams. And regardless of your scheme on offense or defense, you can't get pushed around. You can't get outworked, and you can't get outsized. And we made a lot of strides to catch up, and I think that'll show up on the field.
We'll go to the third row in the middle.
Mitch Sherman, The Athletic. Scott, can you speak to the choice to bring Adrian to an event like this and how you see him handling a lot of the pressures that he's going to have as just a sophomore this year in your program?
It was a pretty easy choice, honestly, to bring Adrian because, number one, he deserves it. He's as good a player as we have, and I think as good a player as, you know, a lot of people have around the country, so he deserves to be here. Just letting you guys in on a little secret, usually we would bring seniors. We're not going to have any seniors or very many seniors on offense this year. Coaches also kind of think we got to bring a guy that is going to speak well, represent us well, and say and do the right things, and he's the poster child for that. So he deserves to be in the spotlight. He can handle it. He's ready for it, and he's here.
Are there any further questions for Coach Frost at this time? All the way in the far right corner.
Hey, Coach. Sam McEwen from the Omaha World Herald. You lost some key guys on the offensive line from last year, some seniors. What have you seen from those guys maybe in the offseason, and what maybe concerns do you have about depth and experience, especially at center?
Yeah, center, left guard. We're waiting to see which guys emerge. There's going to be a few competitions on our team for some spots. I think most of the spots on the team are pretty clear cut who the top guys are going to be, but you know that can shake out in fall camp too. We still have a few holes, but most teams do. We still have depth issues at a few spots, but show me a team that doesn't. We're like anybody else. We're going to need to stay healthy this year and have a few guys step up. We feel really good about some spots, and losing those two interior guys certainly didn't help, but we have some good talented young guys that I think have the potential to be even better. So we just need that to come to fruition quickly.
Coach, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to step out here, take a quick break. We'll come back and dive into what Coach Frost just spoke about when we return on Game Time, 1620 The Zone.